Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. My voice is low today, so don't expect too much shouting. I slept too cold. I was in the cold. Sometimes when you heat with a wood stove, the parts of the house are not equally heated and the studio is getting very cold here, but I'm still determined to continue using the wood stove because at the current prices of oil, diesel, and all the other options, I think it's the best way. Dino Logovic says the Odyssey two-step. Yeah, I mean, Odyssey, for some reason this week, it's been two times no audio problem. It used to be only once, and then I reset, and then it was working. Now it's building to two. Is there a time where we're going to have to start the stream three times before we get sound? Mulder says, JF, you will have to buy a new jacket for the stream too. I actually have jackets, but they don't look good on camera because they have lines. And lines on camera is not a good thing to have. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Well, disappointment with Elon Musk, it's terrible. I don't think we're going to get a free Twitter. I think by conceding to the ADL and others, he's ending up with the exact same policies that Twitter had, except that instead of a ban, it will be some kind of shadow ban. But he says that negative and hate tweets will be max deboosted. See the way he wants to say max deboosted, we're going to do it even more. This makes me think about Trump a lot. You know how Trump wanted to show Israel that he loved them so much that he was overboard. He was even more than they were demanding and more than anyone would have expected. Even someone close to Israeli interest to have wanted. But Elon is doing a little bit of this, trying to show that even if he's for free speech, he's going to deboost even harder than the previous Twitter. Look at this statement. New Twitter policy is freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. Negative/hate tweets will be max deboosted and demonetized, so no ads or other revenue to Twitter. You won't find the tweet unless you specifically seek it out, which is no different from the rest of the internet. Absolutely ridiculous that we've gone through all this and $44 billion to reach the exact same state as the rest of the internet, which is if you don't have the right opinion for leftists, you're going to end up being deboosted and your account will be existing on a Twitter server somewhere, but it's going to drag no attention. They're going to disable all sorts of free tweets and features like this. So it will be meaningless. It won't be a free market of IDs. And Elon fails to understand here how leftists will use that kind of feature to report their enemies. And you've created a platform of bullying. Now, even the leftists aren't happy with Elon Musk. So even them are threatening to leave Twitter with this. I say, let's join the leftists on this one. Let's leave Twitter. I had subscribed with my banned account. I was able to subscribe to Twitter Blue. I gave Elon Musk $8 for a month, $8 Canadian, because the price is $6.99, I believe, at this point. I was paying because I wanted to encourage Elon Musk to pursue this market of truly free speech. But clearly he's not in line with this, so I've canceled my Twitter Blue subscription from my banned account. I don't want to give money anymore to Elon Musk, and I don't want to encourage the path that he's on. If he can walk back on these statements and go back to a true conception of free speech, I can be a Twitter Blue contributor again. But in the current circumstances, not at all. In fact, he even says, Kathy Griffin, Jordan Peterson, and Babylon Bee have been reinstated. Trump decision has not yet been made. He had promised that there would be a process. It's not a process, it's Elon Musk manually unbanning his friends and the very people that have motivated him to buy Twitter. There's no process. There's no recovery of massive amounts of accounts. It is the three people that Elon Musk wanted to buy Twitter for so that he could manually unban them. Remove Kathy Griffin from this, of course. Now, even on Kathy Griffin, Elon Musk had said when Kathy Griffin started trolling and impersonating Elon Musk, Elon Musk had said, from now on, it will be permanent ban if you are impersonating someone. Well, permanent lasted 3 days. Elon Musk has no principles. He has no... There is no worth to what he's saying. He is a fraud. And I hope that we can crash Twitter. Of course, not on our own, because many of our own people have already been leaving Twitter. But if the ones that are remaining on there can join the hashtag Twitter shutdown and actually shut down their account, I think that combined with the frustrated leftists and the people who don't want to pay $8 a month, I think that eventually Twitter can become much smaller than it is. That is what I hope. I no more have a hope for Twitter to be restored in its original state. So join me on Gab. You will see all of my social media in the description below. Join me in canceling your Twitter Blue subscription, deleting your accounts, if you'd like. It's much more fun on Gab and on Telegram. I've been posting stuff today. Even someone in the comment section of Elon is telling him that it makes no sense. It's your company, so you're free to enact any policy you like. But free speech includes speech that challenges and sometimes offends others. That's how people grow. Making negative tweets harder to find hurts this process. And there's no way this policy can be applied evenly. If you want to cut negativity in a way that upholds the ideal of free speech, then tackle audience capture. The timeline should be chronological only, no other option. This would reduce overall engagement, but it would also break echo chambers and require no arbitrary decisions. Elon Musk, by trying to fix Twitter, has created the most subjective standard ever in any social media. Now, negative and hate tweets, so not just hate tweets, negative tweets will be max deboosted and demonetized. Basically, they won't exist. They will exist as a kind of archive. That is not what leads to a proper discussion that is fair with the free market of ID. Grapes Coda says, Elon knows this. There's no way he doesn't. On top of it, supplementary bad news in case you're not blackpilled enough about the potential here. Elon Musk, what should Twitter do next? Someone says, bring back Alex Jones. Elon Musk answers, no. So forget about Twitter becoming a free speech place. Twitter will not even welcome back Alex Jones. Alex Jones is absolutely non-dangerous speech. He is the canary in the coal mine in terms of cancel culture on social media. And as far as I'm concerned, a platform that doesn't accept Alex Jones is a platform that is to be abandoned. It's ridiculous. Alex Jones has never made any hate tweets. Alex Jones doesn't have opinions that are dangerous, doesn't appeal to criminality. All of this because of a civil lawsuit in which due process arguably has not been occurring. Arky says, use sarcasm to twist a negative into a positive. Well, I'm done with encoding my language, since alt tech has been rising strong enough that I can live on alt tech. I can be on Odyssey, speak freely. Of course, there was a time where I had to encode the meanings of what I say. And that time I remember it as extreme suffering, because it's not pleasant to have to self-censor and think about all the rules, and especially with guests. I will never come back to this. So the only platforms I will heretofore join are those that let me speak freely. That is a game that is set. It's a cartel that Elon Musk is setting up. And I hope that it will fail like the cartel. I hope that it will fail like it deserves to fail. Dino Lugovich says, FTX and BLM and groomers welcome, though. Yeah, exactly. I mean, these people, I don't know. I don't know that SBF is banned from anything. It's like, oh yeah, you can openly scam people and no problem. But you cannot have the kind of speech that the left disagrees with. I explain on Gab, Elon Musk is back to square zero. Censorship is bad, but soft censorship is okay. Any system that shadow bans based on negativity will end up being used by leftists to de-amplify right-wing voices. And Twitter will remain the cesspool of idiots that it is. Absolute failure of Elon to understand how features of a platform are aggressively used by the enemies of Western civilization. Some users do not want San Francisco leftists to determine what tweets they must manually browse to. Who will do that anyway? Without an opt-out to his self-censorship, Elon is restoring Twitter to the state it was 6 months ago, under a fake free speech banner. Never trust that they will fix free speech, because I told you many times that I wanted Elon to succeed and I wanted Elon to keep going on the path he was. But I told you guys also that it was very unlikely and that there would probably be dirty plays stopping him from getting there. And now he's not there at all. Goaway says, what JF needs to do is learn to encode his speech like SBF. I don't think that SBF encodes his speech. I think he just lies. It's a form of encoding, I guess. Deadstar says, the other week you didn't seem to understand what I meant when I said Larry Fink of BlackRock has $10 trillion worth of Fortune 500 board votes. Those board votes not only control ad spending on Twitter, but could probably sink Tesla overnight as well. Oh, so Elon Musk, is he like, is he a little bit like Kanye? He has a wealth on paper, but he is not the true owner of it. It's unbelievable. These people have so much theoretical wealth, but they have less liberty than me. That is amazing to me. That I can be maybe, what, a billion times poorer than Elon Musk? I don't know exactly. I'm very poor compared to Elon Musk, and yet I have kept every single bit of my freedoms. It's amazing. If you would like to support the show like Deadstar just did, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. They are the right way to support the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. Grapes Coda says, definitely something fishy about the whole thing. Hopefully, ever failure of social media just exiles more people to alt tech. Exactly. I think it's what's to be expected. I think in 5 years from now, Twitter might not be as dominant as it is. Between the people who want free speech gone and the people who want more censorship gone, the far leftists who are triggered by Elon Musk's $8 charge, I think we have a good shot at crashing this company within 5 years, so that it will be only a shadow of itself. Valet says, Elon Musk is a cardboard cutout for the shadowy globalist blood-drinking people from space. Okay. Oh, okay. Mulder says SBF made segmented post. Okay, now I get the joke. Kittler was saying about Jordan Peterson came back on Twitter. The first tweets that he does is to call for more censorship of the anonymous troll demons, as he calls them. I think that Jordan Peterson has demons that he feels inside of him, and he's projecting onto anonymous Twitter accounts his hate for this voice inside of him that's telling him that he's wrong on many things. Kittler was saying there's a reason he's back on Twitter. It's to promote censorship of people through verification of their identity. The controls are already in place. So isn't it an interesting circle of interest here? Because we have Elon Musk bringing back Jordan Peterson, apparently out of pure despotic decision-making here. Elon Musk manually deciding, okay, we're getting Jordan Peterson and Babylon Bee back because they're my favorite. But then Jordan Peterson comes and advocates for more of this identification that Elon Musk wants to implement. So in the end, the goal of all this is to have people that are shameable on Twitter so that you take your place and you stay in it. Because we know who you are, we have your credit card, therefore we have your address. And if you don't stay in your place and accept your place as a peasant within the great thinkers of Twitter, we have ways to come back at you. That is what it is. Jordan Peterson was saying, don't allow the anonymous troll demons to post with the real verified people, Elon. Put them in their own hell, along with others like them. Lol, lols, bro, bra. Hyper users are narcissistic, Machiavellian, psychopathic, and sadistic. And he cites an unrelated science article that just shows that there is a slight tendency toward narcissism for people who are heavy users of Instagram, mostly women. From there to say they are narcissistic, Machiavellian, psychopathic, and sadistic, it's a reach. It's a reach. But most importantly, what it shows is that the elite has decided that they didn't want a voice questioning them. They have decided that they wanted to go forward exploiting their audience with their lies, and they wanted to tell these lies without being verified, without being checked, without having the counterbalance of a true public discourse. And a true public discourse, as it existed on the internet less than 5 years ago, is a public discourse in which some participants can decide to remain anonymous. Because there is so much things that the leftists have made to be a life-canceling reason that at this point you cannot even access the truth if you cannot access anonymous sources. They have made so much taboos, and they have made so many things result in financial cancellation and internet cancellation that the normies don't even have access to fundamental, easy-to-demonstrate truths, for example, about race and about gender and about other things. So the fact that Jordan Peterson is cheering for anonymous trolls to be banned when he could just block them with his own account makes me think that he's part of a very unhealthy pressure onto the continuation of an elite-controlled conversation. He is totally in line with the interest of the Susan Wojcickis and the others. White Dahlia says, I go anonymous because I'm an elitist and have too much to lose. However, I can still show my support. Yeah, some people just have to make it that way. They have to survive that way. Cernovich points out, all of the people banned for misinformation do not come close to the level of misinformation that was allowed on CNN, on other mainstream media that still have their Twitter accounts. Most of the nastiest stuff is from verified reporters and far left-wing psychopaths. Anonymous accounts haven't been able to get stuff trending since 2017. all the big evil stuff like Covington Gate, Rittenhouse calling him a murderer, was led by CNN, Washington Post, not the frogs of 4chan. Absolutely well said here by Cernovich. Cernovich is an OG of the internet. He was memeing back in the days when the internet was free. And he knows the bullshit that's currently installing itself at Twitter. The modestly very good channel says, JF, you're back on the YouTubes. Well, it is that when I started when I started the stream tonight, I forgot that I had set it for the Patreoning out yesterday, and I still do my Patreoning out on YouTube. So let me delete here this 6-second stream on YouTube. It wasn't meant to happen. It's only 6 seconds. And yeah, yesterday the Patreon hangout was super interesting. If you guys want to pay the $20 to see it, it's really worth the $20 this month. Like many months, it's really worth it. We were talking about the Normiplex. There was an intense philosophical discussion about if you leave the Normiplex, if you go your own way, you build your own small communities out there, to what extent will you be open to being eventually attacked? What if the Normiplex turns against you? What if they start identifying the people who are still Republicans or who are still right-wing in these distant areas and they go for them? Or what if the barbarians eventually come to your land? And yeah, I personally have always advocated for fleeing the world. So I was on the side of fleeing the Normiplex. But there was a guy, Aquanote, who was strongly arguing that by doing so, you are exposing yourself to eventual domination. I think that Aquanote has a vision more of power. But when you run away, power doesn't matter all that much. And there's always, in my view, there will always be places to run to. Might not always be easy, but there will always be a periphery to wherever the normies gather. And it's your job to find it, and it will be the job of your descendants to find it. Deadstar says, please do YouTube streams to remind folks to come to Odyssey. Yeah, I was thinking about this, perhaps once a year, once every 6 months. Perhaps I will do one soon, perhaps just to celebrate the 1 year on Odyssey or something like this. I certainly don't want to go back to YouTube on any sort of regular basis. I feel too good here. And look at our audience. It's growing. It's growing every week slowly. It doesn't need much mimetics to get back to decent numbers. So I'm not going back on YouTube in any permanent way, but I could do one single show to tell people, hey, you were wondering where I was, here's where I was. I couldn't even make a clickbait title like, for 1 year, I have been off the internet. You will never guess where I was. and eventually reveal that, yeah, I've been on Odyssey. Yeah, I will do this. I will certainly do it. Trump asks a court to revive the lawsuit against Twitter. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has asked an appeals court to revive his lawsuit against Twitter over his permanent suspension in a 96-page filing submitted to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Trump's lawyers allege that government officials use social media platforms as cat paws to suppress opinions that turn out to be correct or at least debatable, such as Hunter Biden's laptop, the COVID-19 pandemic, and 2020 election integrity. The latest move as part of Trump's battle against the social media giant came a day before the former president announced his campaign. The legal brief draws an analogy with Galileo, one of the fathers of modern science, and who believed the earth revolves around the sun, yet was convicted of heresy by the Catholic Church. Most people once believed these to be crackpot ideas, many still do, but crackpot ideas sometimes turn out to be true. Yeah, I hope that this probably won't have much effect technically for Trump, because he's making this lawsuit. But what I would like is that if he can get it to the Supreme Court, and we can get some precedents established that make permanent banning a false practice. Doubting Thomas says, JF, do you think Elon, perhaps like Trump, was sat down in a shadowy room and was told how things were really going to operate? sat down in a shadowy room. No, I think that Elon, like any leader of these tech platforms, ends up compromising on ideology, because he's not an ideologue. You don't end up being Elon Musk if you're an ideologue. Let me tell you, an ideologue misses all sorts of opportunity for social success and money all the time. The Elon Musk type is a social pleaser. That is what he is. He's going to market himself as a visionary, but that's just marketing. Elon Musk, deep down, like all of these guys that are heading these big companies, they are social pleasers. You just don't get to the top if you have the kind of personality I have. You get to different kinds of tops. You get your own show on Odyssey. You get a scientific idea like the revolutionary phenotype. But you don't become a billionaire when you're Papa JF, because there's just too much social crap that you have to display and that you're not willing to. So Elon Musk has probably entered Twitter with, again, being the good cop, bad cop, and alternating between the two, displaying lots of archness, but then when he was getting feedback, integrating too much of it, to the point of, eventually, at this point, the Elon Musk project is relatively undistinguishable from the one from the ADL, basically. The ADL would want permanent suspension. Elon Musk is basically gonna permanently suspend your account such that people never see your tweet. So what's the difference at this point? This is what happens with this kind of personality. They don't have what it takes to lead to the birth of something truly novel. And when you analyze Elon Musk's life, he's never come up with something truly novel. Literally everything that he's done, from PayPal to Tesla electric cars, was inspired by true thinkers that have developed these concepts. He exploited them. He exploited them in a way that was savvy from a social perspective. But bullshit that Elon Musk is an artist, by the way. Elon Musk is a psychopathic social pleaser. That's what he is. And given his ancestry, it's not surprising. His family was selling diamonds and gems and that kind of stuff. Like, what kind of personality do you need to be doing this? You need a personality that acknowledges the arbitrariness of what people desire and the willingness to bring them what brings you most money. That's exactly what Elon Musk does. He takes inventions, he poses as the innovator that pushes them forward, but nothing that he's ever done was not done before. By the way, the whole idea of an electric car and even some of the mechanisms of the wheels that Elon Musk uses was developed by a Quebecois engineer in the 90s. We were seeing documentaries in our elementary classrooms showing us what became the Tesla. It wasn't the Tesla back then. YouTube refugee says, is Twitter revolution is just a bid to stop the mass exodus and save the platform? Well, yeah. It is, but actually you can't satisfy the leftists, so the leftists are going to to leave Twitter in a certain proportion. The people who are displeased with elitism will feel disappointed that Elon Musk is restoring basically elitism on Twitter. And Twitter will become much less interesting. Right now, three trends today. Three hashtags trended that were basically saying Twitter is dead. People feel it. Twitter is dead. It's dying right now. So someone on the Discord has been asking an AI to generate images. Images of me. He's been asking the AI, please generate an art portrait of Jean-François Gariépy as he was writing the revolutionary phenotype. And I, holy shit, that is a perfect representation. I'm going to show it to you. Those are literally, it's like documentary. It documents how it happened when I was writing the revolutionary phenotype. I can still feel being there. Look at this. This is what the AI concluded. It's exactly how it happened. I was there with my feather and with my ink and dressed in my medieval robe, and I just wrote the revolutionary phenotype. Excellent. These AIs are getting finer and finer. It's amazing what they can do. Millennial Woes is on the chat. It's really great to have, because I've noticed that Millennial Woes talks a lot about what I say on the show on his Telegram. It's really great to know that Millennial Woes is part of the audience, and he often comments about what I've said about this or that, about the FTX stuff. It's really great to have you, Millennial Woes. It's amazing that we have survived. We have survived the storm, you and I, in our own ways. You have a great Telegram channel. I'm building something here on Odyssey. It's amazing what we've gone through. You know, back in those days, I was doing a stream. Millennial Woes, Sargon of Akkad were showing up in the regular chat, and it was like, let's get them on. And they were coming on. And we could say all sorts of shit. I could threaten Millionaire Woes with a knife. And it was fun. I miss this so much. We could be drunk. We could be partying. And they've totally destroyed this. It's so, so sad. I'm crying thinking about it. Alameda was and now my voice is getting extremely weak. Alameda was exempt from being liquidated when trading on FTX, court filings show. That is another aspect of the FTX thing, which is favored player by the networks of exploiters that have taken over our society, and in this case, that were trying to take over Bitcoin. So how does that work? Well, Alameda Research is the girlfriend of SBF. SBF controls FTX. So he makes it so that all of you, when you bet on the market, long or short, if it goes the other way and too much, you end up being punished. You lose everything you have. That's called a margin call. But girlfriend from Alameda didn't have margin calls. They were exempt from being liquidated. So no matter how bad the decision they were taking, the system was telling, okay, you can still wait. We're not going to cancel your position. That's basically having one player in the market that cannot lose. I mean, you can have a $100 stock, you make or $100 crypto, you go long, the crypto drops to $1. The system is still going to say, all right, all we have to do, you keep your funds, we're just going to wait for it to go back to 100. So that was basically theft. Because if you develop a market player that has these advantages over the others, this market player never loses. And she drains more money. But when she wins, she gets the money. So she wins, she gets the money. She's wrong. She doesn't get the money, but doesn't get punished. So the next time she wins, she gets the money. In the end, FTX was designed to drain money from people and give it to the girlfriend. This is a structural feature that should be criminal, absolutely, and I think it will be found to be criminal by any court that looks at it. Frog Eyes says, losses can run to infinity if you don't liquidate and close leverage positions. Exactly, which makes me worried, which makes me think, is it possible that this setup, that basically the girl actually crashed FTX? Like, if she had built up billions of dollars of bad calls, she would... If the platform doesn't crash her, the platform crashes itself eventually. Is it possible that she exploited this too much? Vivek says, who sits on the courts? I have my doubts. Any of them will pay the toll. Yeah, that is a good question. If justice will ever be attained in this case. Without easy money, the tech sector faces hard times. The tech sector in the US has benefited from more than a decade of ultra-low interest rates and easy money. But now it looks like the easy money era may be ending, at least for now. And that means problems for the sector so long wedded to cheap loans. Of course, Facebook is growing at rates that are totally incompatible with even its big incomes, because I'm always impressed when I see how much Facebook is draining in terms of income. But it's all part of a fictive economy. It's all an economy that's on the steroids of ever-increasing stocks due to expectations of inflation built up by the Fed's money printing. In the end, Facebook isn't worth what people think it is. All of these big tech companies are overestimated in value, still as of today, even after the big drops. Mulder says, JF, okay, I will not read this. I will delete it, in fact. Bye-bye, Mulder. You make me think of Fox Mulder, who was a woman in X-Files. Oh no, it was a guy in X-Files. Was it the woman was Scully? Scully. G20 pushes vaccine passports for all future international travel. Of course, the goal was never related to the actual scare of the virus or the current virus. It was to impose controls further onto society. And here you have it. The G20 has issued a formal decree promoting vaccine passports as preparation for any future pandemic response. Well, I have bad news for you. There's a pandemic every year, basically. The flu keeps going. There's coronaviruses. There's rhinoviruses. If you consider the viruses that induce sniffles and death in old people, then we are constantly in a state of pandemic. People are discussing the hotness of Scully. Yeah, she was hot, says About the Truth Media. Yes, Scully was hot. And there was something... She was coming with a scientific approach toward Mulder, and it was like the sexy woman tightening the grip on intelligence and science and sticking to the facts. Maybe it's why I became a scientist. Maybe when I was young, it got introduced to me that this association between well done science, sticking to the facts, and sexy woman. Purple Tuna says, JF's autophagy has spread to his movie trivia knowledge, part of the brain. Yes, maybe I lost a cell here or two, one or two cells. I'm done doing my 3-day fasting. I'm very proud that I've succeeded. Now, during the night, I started eating again, but 3 days without eating is rough. But, you know, overall, I felt down, but I felt okay. So, I ended up eating half a steak, because when you get out of the fasting, you cannot eat as much as you would normally. So I was eating half the ribeye, and I was like, okay, normally I would eat a full ribeye, but I don't need it. So that left me a beautiful boned part of the ribeye that I hadn't eaten. So I was happy today. I was preparing the show, and I was like eating straight from the bone ribeye. I had a beautiful piece of ribeye. Kovi Killer Clown says, JF, X-Files is my ringtone, and I have an alien tattoo? Interrogation mark. I cannot answer this question. If you want to establish whether you have an alien tattoo, look at the corresponding area on your body and identify any alien-like patterns. Deadstar says in a super chat, thank you so much for the support. He says, Elon better be careful shitting on his mimetic energy. People are going to see him for a loser and move on to the next visionary. Exactly. Twitter is holding on a fence right now, on equilibrium. And I think it's trending toward falling hard and falling quick. Because Elon's attitude is not the greater man we would be looking for. The greater man we would be looking for wouldn't say something like, I want to piss off 10% of the far leftists and 10% of the right wingers. You want to piss off 20% of the population, you idiot? Are you insane? You want to piss off 20% of the people on the planet? What the fuck are you thinking about? McDonald's serves right-wingers and left-wingers on the broadness of 0 to 100%. You're saying that Twitter's hope is this 80% in the middle? He's crazy. The greater man, the greater leader that could have shown in this would have come and said, look, we're going to make it super easy for you to block people if you don't like them. But since we have Section 230 protection, we have an absolute right to include all speech, and we will. And we will develop methods to make sure that the app stores don't own our ass. And we're going to be coding, because Elon keeps mentioning the coding. I want my Twitter programmers to work hard. You can work hard on something that's not worth it. Working hard would be excellent right now if Elon was developing an uncensorable platform. A platform where, okay, every tweet is an HTML on someone's distributed server entity. And Twitter doesn't even have the tweet. Twitter only manages the tweets, retweets, and Twitter could leave the tweet hosting to some other entity and then tell the App Store, we don't even host this content. That would be a progress. It would be uncensorability as a feature of a web 4.0. I mean, I never agreed that there ever was a web 3.0, but that could be a way forward. But right now, what Elon is doing is joining the mob, just joining it in a balanced way. He thinks that he can reach an equilibrium of perfection at 80% of the population. 20% of the population is a whole lot of people, and they are pissed. You cannot have a company flourishing with 20% of the people dedicated to crashing you, hating you. CEO accused of instigating FTX collapse, details Sam Bankman-Fried lies, and the straw that broke the camel's back. We finally get to hear in an interview from CZ to Fox News. He's saying that he doesn't think he caused the FTX crash. He thinks he may be the straw that broke the camel's back. But he says, if I had done my comments on a healthy company, the healthy company wouldn't crash. the reason FTX crashed because of one comment of mine is that it had a poor structure and it was based on lies to begin with. I agree with him. I think it's a good argument. It's true that CZ doesn't have the power to make a company fall if that company was healthy and working well. Secondly, he says that he's interacted a lot with SBF. And he says that SBF was visibly trying everything he could, including lying to him, to have Binance money get into his scam. He wanted very hard for Binance to buy chunks of him, to come in, and CZ decided that it sounded too much like bullshit, that he wasn't who he was claiming. Tillman says, JF, is ADL still in charge of Twitter? Absolutely, I've been saying this for the last 50 minutes. Maybe you'll want to rewind the show. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes, sentenced to 11 years in prison for fraud. So Elizabeth Holmes was this woman featured on Forbes magazine, Inc. Dot, basically the next Steve Jobs. Of course, everyone wants a woman CEO, because then we proved it was possible. We are now inclusive. And so this woman got passes for being featured because the leftists want an image projected that the woman CEO works. So of course, whatever she would say, they would believe it. Now, she made a scam where she started claiming that her Theranos fund had discovered a special way of doing blood tests, and it required much less blood than the usual blood test. So basically, you know, when you get a blood test, they pull a lot of blood. She would have the technology to do it on a single drop or whatever. And it was false. It turned out that she couldn't do the test she was claiming, but she gathered billions of dollars, was one of the rising stars of Silicon Valley. People were pouring money to her. Ha, woman, CEO, that's gonna work. And she has a plan. She has a discovery. The discovery was bullshit. And so 11 years in prison. Purple Tuna says the US court system is no joke. Their jail sentences go to 11. Acceptable as a sentence. It's a non-violent crime, as they say. So I'm okay with financial crimes being punished a little less than things like murder and physical attacks. But it has massive consequences for the people who get scammed. Jan has sent $100. Thank you so much for supporting the show generously. He says, I have a relative that has 6 children with 3 different women. He does not live with any of them anymore, but sees some of his children regularly. He is bankrupt with not much success in life. Any advice for him on how he can still do positive things for his children? Yes, and he shouldn't come at this question from the perspective of, can I still do anything for my children? He can still be an absolutely great father. Mentally, when you are bankrupt like him, you have to push this behind. You have to say, all right, I'm not thinking about debt anymore. And he has to... he has to find a way for his current job to be bringing all the money to him. So that can mean if his exes have these child custody payments, it might mean finding a job in contractual work where all the money is deposited in your account, so they don't get any of it until they have to go in front of the judge. And if they never hear about it, they will never know that you're rich. So set up his life so that he's functional. And functional, not tied to the X1, X2, or X3. He has to realize that he has succeeded evolutionarily. That all this impression he may have that he's a social failure is all theoretical normiplex bankruptcy. This must be eliminated from his head. It doesn't exist. He doesn't think about his debt anymore. He lives on his paycheck and he doesn't get that paycheck drained. Now, once he has attained this, he's going to be in a position to do absolutely everything that a father should do. He should be able to spend the great moments with his children. He should not dream of passing on property to them, because he cannot have property, at least until he declares a full bankruptcy, and that may take time. So his dream shouldn't be to be the father that gives them inheritance in the form of a house or a big amount of money. But he should be absolutely present, and if his life is set up so that he's not getting drained by these vampires, he's gonna have the blood to deploy all energy into physical presence and good parenting around his children. That is what he has to do. Now, will the courts let him do this, or will they send their children? Will he see his children just once every 2 weeks? That's not a lot, once every 2 weeks. So he has to fight for the most time possible with his children and spending good moments with them and his natural father instincts, if not obstructed by this impression of failure or the fact that he's getting his money drained by collections agency. Put all this beside, you never pay any more any of your debt. You never pay any more any of your exes. You lead a healthy life that is sustainable, and just from the extra time that you have, you'll be able to instruct your children toward living a good life. Jan says, and as a follow-up question, I have the means to help a lot here with the children's schooling, etc., if I wanted to, but I'm not sure how much that will help if it doesn't come from him. Honestly, not so much. Honestly, not so much. The thing with people is you have to let them reach the end of their own barrels. And you can throw money at the problem. And I'm sure, you know, this will be an instant relief for him, perhaps, or for his children. And the way I would look at it, Jan, is use the exact same diligence with this question as you would in an investment. You wouldn't invest in an emotional way. You wouldn't invest in a way that gets dragged, that you are dragged by sympathy. You do a rational calculation of your interest, and is that dollar super helpful? So much so that I actually prefer him having it than me. That is what you have to ask with any dollar that you would donate to this cause. And there may be a time at which, like, you can make the difference between the kid just going to the streets or being accepted in a good university where he dreams to be studying. Now, whatever I think of the university system doesn't matter, but maybe that's what the kid wants at some point. And perhaps you can keep your money for those critical moments. But I would be careful at just giving money at the problem. Give money at the solutions. That's how I would approach it. And don't feel forced to give any money. Children will do well. And sometimes the the random events of life direct us away from a life that shouldn't have been for us anyway. And so who knows? Maybe your money sending them to university is where they don't belong. Maybe they should be poor and they'll be happy. Maybe they will handle pressures of a level that they can't handle in the university, and it will direct them toward normie jobs that they will hate. You can cause harm by trying to help. So I wouldn't do much unless a very exceptional opportunity shows where your money can be supra productive. Which is exactly how rich people, you know, handle their investment. It's like you see Kevin O'Leary, billionaire. He wants to give 10, when he see a good project on Shark, on the TV show, The Sharks, The Shark Tank, He gives 10,000, he gives 25,000. And he's like, deal with this. It's a little amount. It's very little. So rich people understand that little money can go a very long way. Valet says, don't give money, but buy them useful gifts, take them out to dinner, relieve some of the financial pressure, but don't just give money. Yeah, and you have to be careful that if you were to give money to him, that it doesn't end up being collected. Certainly, I wouldn't pass through that channel. Mysterious Mention says, Owen Benjamin and JF are the only creators who are enjoyable. All right, thank you for the compliment. I very much appreciate. Millionaire Woes was saying on Telegram, Jordan Peterson is a mentally ill weakling who finds his only strength, and it is a sickly, fragile strength, from toadying to the powerful. As a mainstream academic, conformism was both natural to him and necessary for him. Rebellion is foreign to him. His 2016 digression into rebellion has left him with permanent psychological damage. He alleviates the pain of that damage by sucking up, as if this will eventually lead the powerful to forgive him for 2016. But they never will, and he knows it. And the angst of that knowledge only makes him double down on his toadying. The alternative would leave him with no social acceptability whatsoever, and that would kill him. I think Millennial Wolf should be the next Jordan Peterson. I think Millennial Woes has strong psychological insight here. I think you failed to mention that his problem stems from his inability to combat until he exits the belly of the beast. But other than this, I think you are right on target about Jordan Peterson. But you should have mentioned that he needs to get out of the belly of the beast to confront his dragons. FBI director cannot be sure whether Facebook is sending information to agents. If he cannot be sure, something tells me they are. So the FBI has been in bed with the social media, Facebook demonstrated by emails, and we only have the tip of the iceberg. Much of it still has to be released in many of these cases, including the one against Fauci. So only what we see and what we have already is indicative of a true, but yeah, a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy between the American government and social media to silence people. Sorry here, but the conspiracy theory turned out to be true. And it's a conspiracy, because they were doing it in secret until we exposed the emails. Thermal drone footage shows army of illegals entering the US. Footage captured by a thermal drone shows an army of illegal migrants entering the US at Eagle Pass, Texas, yesterday, with the reporter who captured the footage noting that it happens every morning. Wow. We can see people in the dark, their heat signature. That is a lot of people. A lot of people entering the US in the dark. Wealthier shoppers are now flocking to Walmart as inflation bites. I've been always a wealthy shopper of Walmart. I don't understand why my wealthier peers have not been following me since the beginning. How did you guys get wealthy anyway? You get wealthy by going to Walmart. The prices are good. But anyways, it seems that they have catched onto me, and now they're going to Walmart also. We should all go to Walmart. You want to have money? You want to be rich? Pay less for your food. A.G. Garland names Hague war crime prosecutor as special counsel to investigate Trump. I feel that there is something dirty in this. So we have a humanitarian-style war crimes lawyer that will go after Trump. And this is supposed to be a mechanism to ensure political fairness. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, I have concluded that it's in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. Well, I hope that this is, I mean, it's going to be used to try to crash down the campaign of Trump. But the leftists may be committing an error here. Because if they really go hard at Trump from a legal standpoint, so much so that he loses his primary run, they could end up with someone worse, DeSantis. Someone who would be more of a social conservative than Trump. So I think the leftists, they are playing with fire. They might end up with someone they hate even more than Trump. And as a last news item, because my voice, I can't believe that I've been successful at speaking for an hour, because I know that my voice is super low, super weak. But I did it. It's amazing. I feel like I have a cold, but I know it's not a viral cold. It's really just cold as hit on my vocal cords, because it's cold and I worked outside. I did today some silicone to patch the holes that I had drilled in the house. I had drilled some holes for camera network wires, because I have a whole network. I have a whole camera network around my house, so these holes were letting a lot of cold enter. So I've siliconed them, and now we are cozy without any wind entering, but my voice has been affected by the cold. Foreign central banks continue to dump US treasuries at a record pace. If you are not watching this space, you won't know what hits you when it hits you. Central banks, both the Fed and Foreign, have morphed from the largest buyers of treasury notes and bonds over the past two decades into the largest net sellers. So government bonds. These central entities are not buying government bonds anymore. I don't know what that means economically. The path to hyperinflation, if the Fed is forced to step in and finance the US Treasury, as they did en masse with the COVID rescue packages, or help in the rollover of Treasury refinancings, the economy will be set on a path of high inflation for many years to come. Well, of course, we're going to get back at it in some way. So, yeah, okay, so what that means economically is the Treasury is buying those bonds. It's giving the government money that they can spend, deficit money, basically. So when they stop buying them, the government must look for other sources to fund their deficit. Or if they ask the Fed, well, buy more, then you get inflation. Okay, so that's how it works. We have inflation through the government, basically, being irresponsible with their account. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. Dino Logovic says, Yellen didn't see this. If you print too much money, it causes inflation. Who knew? Well, that sounds like it, yes. Mulder says, Dunbar's number. The stream hovers around 150 people, less so in the chat. This is the ideal number for human social groups. The viewers and creators of JFG Tonight are happier than Armored Skeptic for this reason. What do you think, JF? Interesting hypothesis. The problem is, if we had reached Dunbar's number in the chat, and we were to try to continue civilization, we would soon find out that we are 100 mostly men. And where you would expect a vagina, you would find an asshole, which would be terrible. So let us not consider ourselves a reproductive tribe of the ideal bottleneck number. Let us consider ourselves gentlemen meeting every night to discuss the news. And Valet says a comment that is too good for me to let it go. Life will find a way. Some guy in Jurassic Park.